Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Report 652. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day, and that you need to be prepared when he comes. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done in the past. However, it is all about preparation. Get ready, get ready, get ready. And I mean that. First today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to the Jerusalem Post, Iran could use a combination of cruise missiles and advanced drones to attack Israel in a manner similar to the attack on the Saudi oil fields last month. Israel's immigration and absorption minister, Yoav Gallant, told Army Radio this recently. Gallant said he would not speculate on the likelihood of such an attack, but he noted that if Iran could shoot in one direction at Saudi Arabia from hundreds of kilometers away, it could also shoot in another direction at Israel from hundreds of kilometers away. "We are looking at what is happening around us," he continued. "Since May, Iran has been increasing its hostile activity in the region, including an unprecedented attack on September the 14th on the Saudi oil fields that involved the coordination of dozens of projectiles, missiles, and drones. Iran is not a theoretical enemy," Gallant said, explaining that its regime has repeatedly threatened to destroy Israel. "Iranian threats against Israel should be taken very seriously," said Gallant, who explained that the attack on Saudi Arabia relied on low-flying projectiles that went undetected and presented, or rather represented, a new phase of warfare in the region. Israel is not Saudi Arabia, and its military is capable of handling such an attack, but it is important to be alert and prepared. Second today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the BBC, Turkey has boosted its forces on the Syrian border ahead of a long-threatened incursion that could target Kurdish-led forces allied to the U.S. Troops would cross into Syria shortly, a presidential aide said. Turkey wants to create a safe zone cleared of a Kurdish militia that will also house some of Turkey's 3.6 million Syrian refugees. President Donald Trump has withdrawn U.S. troops in the area in a controversial move, condemned at home and abroad. The Kurds were key U.S. allies in defeating the jihadist group Islamic State, ISIS, in Syria. But Turkey regards the Kurdish militia that dominates the U.S.-allied Syrian Democratic Forces as a terrorist group. The U.S. pullout was seen as paving the way for an offensive. Third today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the AFP, Agence France-Presse, to show you how ignorant I was in the very beginning, I used to say Agency France-Presse, so ridiculous, but I have learned. The AFP, European members of the UN Security Council, called for the strict enforcement of international sanctions against North Korea after a closed-door meeting prompted by North Korea's latest missile test. International sanctions must remain in place and be fully and strictly enforced, they said in a statement read by French Ambassador Nicolas Rivière. Joining France in the statement was Belgium, Germany, Poland, and Great Britain, as well as Estonia. North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations, Kim Song, assailed the Europeans for doing Washington's bidding in seeking the Security Council meeting. The United States and its followers should bear in mind that if they raise the issue of our self-defensive measures at the UN Security Council meeting in this moment, it will further increase our desire to defend our sovereignty, he said. Now, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled Prophecies Fulfilled in the Life of Christ, Part 2, from Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Heinsohn's fine book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. Let's look at five more examples of messianic prophecy in the Old Testament. prophecy, Isaiah 7:14, the virgin shall conceive. Subject, born of a virgin. Fulfillment, Matthew 1, verse 23, the virgin shall be with child. Prophecy, Psalm 2, verse 7, you are my son. Subject, declared the Son of God. Fulfillment, Matthew 3:17, this is my beloved son. Prophecy, Isaiah 53:3, he is despised and rejected. Subject, rejected by his own. Fulfillment, John 1:11, his own did not receive him. Prophecy, Psalm 41:9, my own familiar friend against me. Subject, betrayed by a friend. Fulfillment, Matthew 26:50, friend, why have you come? Doest thou betray me with a kiss? Prophecy, Zechariah 12:10, on me whom they pierced. Subject, death by crucifixion. Fulfillment, Matthew 27:23, let him be crucified. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at prophecies fulfilled in the life of Christ in our next podcast. In closing, beloved, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book, Coming Events and Present Duties, by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled, What Time Is It? Part 12, by Dr. J.C. Ryle. Point number two, what shall we say to the surprising interest taken in the Jewish nation in these latter days? 70 years ago, to be a Jew was a taunt and a byword and a proverb. No man cared for the souls of the children of Abraham. They were a people despised and scorned and trampled underfoot. It might truly have been said, this is Zion whom no man seeketh after. But now the feeling is completely changed. The spiritual interests of Jews are a subject of deep concern to true Christians and others. The civil rights of Jews are cared for even to an extreme. The very city of Jerusalem has weight in the councils of kings. Yet what saith the scripture? Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father, God, help us to get ready. Get ready, get ready. Christians, Lord, need to get ready. Help us to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways and to humble ourselves before you and to get back to you, our first love, in a very real sense. And Lord, have your Holy Spirit to guide us to witness to others. Have your Holy Spirit to fall upon the wicked hearts of lost people. Open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and save their souls from the hell that awaits them. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit gospellightsociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight.
Yes, he's coming again.
Don't let